Today's scripture reading
今日の主の御言
葉 is taken from the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 to 33.
今日の主の御言葉は以弗所書第五章廿一至三十三节。
First, read this responsively, first in English, then in Chinese.
我先经文读，由中文读出。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.For a husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. The church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands. For husbands, this means love your wives. Just as Christ loved the church, he gave up his life for her. May God cleanse you.He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it.Just as Christ cares for the church. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself.And the wife must respect her husband.
以弗所书第五章廿一至三十三节，又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。你们作妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己作个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当这样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身体。爱妻子便爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保护顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。我的奥秘，你藉着基督和教会住的，一起读最后一节。然而你们各人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当尊敬她的丈夫。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
祝福读嘅同佢话语嘅人，大家请坐。
The title of Pastor Wilson's message: Our special relationship with Jesus.
今日陈牧师话嘅正道题目系与基督有特别嘅关系。
Morning, let's pray.
大家早晨，一齐低头祈祷。
Father, may you quiet our hearts and focus our minds on your risen Son Jesus.
主啊，求你去安静我哋嘅心，去准备去听你嘅话语。
We thank you for analogies and metaphors and illustrations in your word.
我主啊，感谢你俾我哋喺你嘅话语当中有个比喻去教导我哋
，which bring before us in a picturesque way.The truths that we need.
教用我哋俾我哋见到嘅真理，我哋去需要学习。
Feed your followers now, and may we honor you.
求你去喂养我哋呢班嘅信徒，让我哋去得到呢个喂养。
Call people to yourself.
让我哋去得到先听到呢个呼召，去跟随你。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我咁样祈祷，奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Well, as you probably noticed, this is a very familiar passage to many of you. You hear it often in many marriage ceremonies. But like any very familiar passage, we tend to overlook or miss many of the important truths that are there.
And
so our focus today is on verse 32.
所以今天的早上, 我们会特别去专注去看第32节。
And as you can see up there on the screen, Renee, if you don't mind, if you could shine up 32 again. Paul says, this is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
这里讲到是一个极大的奥秘,
Again, if you're familiar with the letter to Christians, letter to the Ephesian Christians by the Apostle Paul, you'll know that Paul's been saying in chapter 5 all sorts of stuff about husbands and wives.
你熟悉这篇经文的时候,
He's proclaimed to us many of the themes of love, submission, relationships.
讲到在教会当中有关于有丈夫、妻子去顺服和大家的关系。
But he's not only referring to the marriage relationship.
但他所讲的不单只是讲到这个夫妇中间的关系。
He also touches upon employer-employee relationship as well.
也都有讲到里面经文讲到话是譬如话雇主和雇工的关系。
But all of the things that he's been saying, husbands and wives, love, submission, relationships, what he's been doing is he's been teaching us about Christ and the church.
咁呢个以弗所书面当中讲到话有个丈夫、有妻子嘅关系，讲到有顺服，讲到夫妇嘅关系。但其实边讲到好多嘅都系讲到关于教会同埋耶稣基督。
And so simply put, Paul is saying everything I've said up to these verses, up to Ephesians 5:32, you can say about the married state and the gospel state.
所以话保罗会讲到话喺我讲到第十三节二节之前呢啲所有嘅嘢，系讲到关于系教会嘅同埋呢个夫妇嘅关系。
Let me put it plainly to you. It's about your relationship between Christ and yourself.
呢度讲到话，其实系讲到呢个我哋人同呢个基督嘅关系。
So this verse is teaching us that there are some things we would never know about marriage if we don't know about how to relate to Jesus Christ by faith.
所以32节又讲到就话，若然我哋唔系用信心嘅去认识同神有关系嘅时候，我哋唔能够完全去明白呢个嘅夫妇嘅关系。
And conversely, there are things we would never know about our relationship with Christ if we didn't know about marriage.
亦都一样的话，若然我哋唔能够去认识到夫妇当中嘅关系，我哋唔能够完全去明白同神嘅关系。
And so as you'll see on slide 2, when you look at marriage, you see things you would never know about a relationship with Christ otherwise.
所以说当你去到看到婚姻的时候，你看到一些你永远不知道关于基督的事。
Again, it's so important to connect what Paul's saying.
是跟这个保罗所说的事就是这样。
When you look at Jesus Christ in a relationship with him, which Christians have a very close relationship, intimate relationship with him, you learn things about marriage too.
就说当我们去学习，去看到耶和和耶稣基督的关系的时候， 我们都同一时间去学习到怎样有夫妇中间的关系。
And of course, the reverse is true too. As you know more and more about marriage, you know about your relationship with Christ.
所以就说，若然我们认识多关于夫妇中间的关系的时候，我更加去认识到我怎样同神有个关系。
In other words, there are two sides. There are two sides here.
所以说我们看到有两件事。
And in some ways, what Paul is saying is, if you don't know about marriage and a relationship with Christ, you don't know either.
所以就说，我们不可以说，若然我们不熟悉，怎样夫妇中间的关系，或者我们不熟悉同主有关系，我们不能够完全明白对方的关系。
Because in a sense, One teaches you about the other.
所以點解就話夫婦關係係學習，係教導我哋點樣同神嘅關係，同神有個關係，讓我哋學習點應該有個夫婦嘅關係。
You can't completely understand one without understanding the other.
所以話，若然你唔熟悉雙方面嘅，你會唔會學習到，唔會明白當中嘅意思。
So on slide two, you'll see the outline right there. Two questions, two very, very important questions for you to know today.
So 今日嘅好重要嘅問題就係睇到當中嘅問題就係呢啦。
What does marriage teach us about our relationship with Jesus?
第一個問題就係話夫婦中間嘅關係點樣去教導我哋同神嘅關係。
And secondly, what does our relationship with Jesus teach us about the institution of marriage?
第一個問題就係話點樣同神嘅關係去教導我哋點樣有中間夫婦嘅關係。
Now let me say this because some of you aren't married.
但係咧，我哋中間咧有啲人係單身嘅。
And as I've just explained, that doesn't mean verse 32 is irrelevant to you.
但係雖然我哋有啲人係單身嘅，唔代表話個三十二節係同你冇關係。
As I've just stated, maybe three times already, the Apostle Paul says you need to know not only about marriage but a relationship with Christ. They're interrelated.
但係頭先講就話保羅所講就話，我哋唔單止話要去雖然我哋有啲係單身嘅，但係都要去學習。
One teaches you about the other.
因為一個關係會學習教導我哋另一種嘅關係。
And we see in the scriptures that on Apostle Paul, singleness is a good condition. It's a good condition, blessed by God. And in many circles, it's better. It's better than marriage.
而保羅都喺書信裏邊都有講過，就話單身其實都係好嘅，都係神所祝福嘅。其實單身有時係好過係有結婚嘅關係當中。
In other words, marriage is not an end in itself, but rather a means to bring glory to Christ and His church.
所以咧夫婦有結婚呢種關係，唔係話一個最終應一定要有嘅，但係就話最終嘅其實夫婦嘅關係係幫助我哋一個方法去榮耀神，去敬畏神。
And as we look at marriage, the state of marriage today, obviously we're not applying that very well.
但我哋當我睇我哋現今嘅世界呢個夫婦關係咧，就唔係做得好好。
And when in singleness, this perspective of marriage is lost, you know what happens?You fall into idolatry. And idolatry of marriage will creep in and cause great harm to your soul.
而当有人单身嘅时候，冇呢个夫妇呢个嘅概念嘅时候，好容易会代入咗一个嘅人乱嘅思想关系。
So there's something for everyone in Ephesians 5, married or single.
所以无论系结婚嘅或者系单身嘅，呢篇经文都系对你有益处。
And for singles, this means discovering and maintaining a healthy view.Of both marriage and singleness in the context of singles and married couples.
So, 今天我睇经文嘅时候，我哋咧无论系单身嘅或者系结婚嘅，我哋都要学习去睇，就话一个应该有嘅夫妇同应该有同神嘅关系应该点样。
Single people cannot live their lives well as singles without a balanced, informed biblical view of marriage.
即系单身嘅时候，但系都需要有一个正确嘅观念去睇应该有嘅一个夫妇关系系点样。
And it's very dangerous.If you don't have that balanced view, if you don't have that, they will, if you're single, you'll either over desire or under desire marriage.
因为作为单身的，若然你没有好好一个正确的应该婚姻的关系的时候，你可能会一个思想就说我好想结婚，或者我完全不想结婚。
And if you skew one way or the other, either of those ways of thinking will distort you.
所以若然你没有一个很正确的概念，作为单身的一个正确概念，一个婚姻的关系的时候，会好影响到佢嘅生命。
Now I have 1 Corinthians 7 on the screen on slides 3 and 4, both in English and Chinese.
我当我睇到呢个嘅哥林多前书第一章第七，哥林多前书一章七节。
And that's the verse that Paul writes. That's sort of, almost polar opposite of Ephesians 5.
因为就保罗喺哥林多前书第七章嘅时候讲嘅嘢，就好似同呢个以弗所书第五章讲嘅嘢，好似有相反嘅意思。
As you see on the screen, it's a paraphrase of verses 27 and 28 of 1 Corinthians 7.
就哥林多前书第七章第27-28节。
And the Apostle Paul writes, Are you unmarried? Do not look for a wife. But if you do marry, you've not sinned. And if you're, If a virgin marries, she has not sinned. But those who marry will face many troubles in this life. And I want to spare you this. What I mean is that the time is short.
就不要求脫離，你沒有妻子纏著，就不要求妻子。你若娶妻並不是犯罪，處女若出嫁也不是犯罪。 然而这等人肉身必受苦难，我却愿意你们免得苦难。
Now this passage is very confusing, especially because we just read Ephesians 5:21-33.
当我睇呢篇经文嘅时候，好似令我哋好混乱咁样，究竟系讲乜嘢咧？
It's confusing because we just read it on the surface. We don't really get down in the mud, if you will. Get our hands dirty in the text.
因为我哋只系睇到呢个经文上面嘅字眼嘅意思，但系冇睇到其实当中入边嘅内容。
This view of marriage seems at profound discrepancy with the exalted picture of marriage that Paul just painted for us in Ephesians 5.
刚刚所读嘅经文好似同我哋所睇今朝嘅以弗所书第五章嘅有唔同嘅意思。
So let me ask you, because those of you, you're very astute people, was Paul having a bad day when he wrote 1 Corinthians 7?
咁点解保罗系咁样去写哥林多前书咧？系咪佢嗰日写嘅时候心情唔好咧？
Others have pointed out that his view of marriage seems to have been conditioned by a conviction that Jesus was coming back soon.
因为有好多人去讲就话，当阿保罗去写呢篇嘅时候，觉得系咪因为耶佢觉得耶稣基督会再会好快翻嚟咧？
And he does say in 1 Corinthians 7, as we just saw, 27:28, he says the time is short.
咁佢讲到话，哥林多前书讲到话系时间会将到。
So we kind of scratch our head because this is 2022, right? Doesn't history show that Paul was wrong?
咁呢个系2022年啦，咁啊系咪阿保罗所讲嘅嘢系错咧？
Context to understand verses in the Bible, you need to understand the context of where the verse appears and what's behind it, what's after it, and the entire storyline of the Bible.
所以当我睇圣经嘅时候，我需要睇前面后理。
As you see on slides 5 and 6, Paul writes just in the next two verses in 1 Corinthians 7, 29 and 31, again, a paraphrase. Paul writes, from now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none. Those who mourn as if they did not. Those who are happy as if they were not. Those who buy as if it was not theirs. Those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them. For this world in its present form is passing away.
哥林多前书第七章第29节31节就话：弟兄们，我对你们说时候减少了，从此以后那有妻子的就像没有妻子，哀哭的就像不哀哭，快乐的就像不快乐，自买的就像没有所得，再细密的要像不用细密，因为这世界的样子将要过去了。
Please look at the verses carefully.
用我哋睇今日经文，睇小心啲去睇。
Here we see that behind the phrase "the time is short," that phrase is a sophisticated view of history.
当我睇到嗰边经文讲，佢话时间减少了。
And it's what the Apostle Paul taught that many theologians call the overlap of the ages.
呢个就系保罗所讲嘅，或者好多嘅解经人佢讲过关于呢个嘅时间嘅重叠。
What they mean is the prophets of the Old Testament preached that the Messiah would end the old order of the world, right? What's the old order of the world? Swift death, little bliss.
就话佢讲到系旧约嘅先知讲到话，呢个尼赛亚会就将到会系会将旧嘅世界会系毁灭。
And he would then begin the new age as the Messiah came, the God's kingdom age.
就话会呢个尼赛亚会嚟到一个新嘅王国，一个新嘅时间
，in which all things would be put right and death and decay banished.
呢个新嘅世界、新嘅时间就会有一个正确，都系死亡都会系唔会再有。
Now when Jesus came, right, he incarnated, came born in a manger, right? When he came, he announced that he was the Messiah. But to everyone's surprise, what happened? He didn't ascend to the throne, right?
但当耶稣基督去降临嘅时候，佢系成为佢讲系佢讲自己系一个尼赛亚，但系对其他人嚟讲，佢系一个好惊讶嘅佢所讲嘅说话，因为佢嚟到唔系话去升为成为一个嘅君王。
That's why his followers when Jesus went to the cross were so confused, right? He didn't go to the throne; he went to the cross.
但当时嘅人佢好惊讶，点解？因为佢话佢系一个尼赛亚。他来到这个世界上不是成为一个国王，但是去到这个十字架上。
He did not come to bring judgment, but to bear judgment on our behalf, those of us who believe in him.
人就觉得说，他说他自己来唱啊，他来到不是说去审判人，而是去被审判。
And that meant that Jesus did bring the kingdom of God into the present.
但是其实意思其实是讲到说，耶稣基督是真正的，他是有真的。成个国王是带到这个来到这个世界。
And through repentance and faith, as you well know, as we preach constantly here, repentance and faith, we enter in now, John 3:3-5, right?
耶稣基督是真的有将这个神的国是来到这个世界，带到这个世界上。但我们怎么进入呢？就是透过这个信心和去悔改。
And God's reigning power is among us now. He's healing, he's restoring, he's redeeming people, right?And putting them right with God and putting them right with one another.
神的能力就是帮助我们跟神人与人中间有联合的关系，也是从一次的爱跟神再有一次的关系。
Yet, as we all know, as you've listened to the news this morning, this present world is not over, right?
讲到圣经，其实看到就说，现今的世界还没是完的，其实。
There still is a bunch of decay.There still is a bunch of death around.
这个世界仍然充满着这个的破坏，仍然是充满着有死亡。
There's still a pandemic. There's still disease.
这个世界仍然都是有这个的疾病，仍然都是有这个的痛苦。
And that's what it's meant by the overlap of the ages, the already but not yet.
这个就是这个的解经书的人讲，就是这个重叠的时间，就是说这个旧的时间是会将去，但是呢新的时间还未来，但是呢这个是一个转接的时间。
What's the kingdom of God? God's power, right, to renew the whole of creation that's broken into the old order, the old world, right?
就是耶稣基督他能够将这个旧的时间去重新。
Jesus brought that in his first coming.
就说他第一次他来的时候就开始了这个时间。
But obviously, it's not fully here, right? Because there's still death and decay.
但这个重生的时间是未完全的去到，因为呢我们看到仍然这个世界是有一个疾病和死亡。
That's what Paul's teaching. The old order is still here, though it's doomed. The old order is doomed. It's living on borrowed time. It is passing away, says Paul.
这就是保罗所讲的时间将到，这个时候，这个时间就是旧的时间，这个旧的这个破坏的时间是已经在这里了，但这个新的世界呢 是等到以后的会完全。
That's why the gospel is good news, right? Nobody wants disease, death, and decay.
没人 去想有这个世界是有充满着这个破坏和死亡。
The good news is restoration. Only glimpses now.In its fullness when Jesus comes back again.
但是好的消息就是说，我们看到这个新的世界的曙光，见到一个新的世界是会怎样。
So what? What are the implications then for us now, living today?
所以说让我们明白这个概念的时候，对我们今天的早上，对我们有什么意思呢？
Well, it means all the world, right? It means, on the one hand, it means that all the social and material concerns of this world still exist, right? Still got the problems.
就说我们今天的，我们见到这个社会的问题，这个物质的问题。今天见到的。
And the world goes on. And we have to live in the world.
我们仍然是要过活着这个这样的世界。
You must take thought of tomorrow. You must plan for tomorrow.
但我们要需要去向着以后 的指望去活着。
Yet our assurance about God's future world transforms our attitude toward all our endeavors.All our earthly activities.
但我需要有这个与未来以后怎样的生活的指望的概念，去帮助我们今天我们怎样去过我们今天的生命。
Let me just briefly expand on that. We should be glad of success.
我哋好开心，我哋生命当中有一个嘅成功。
But not overly glad.
唔好话完全嘅系雀跃。
We should be saddened by failure.
我哋系对我哋嘅失败都系有呢个伤心。
But not too downcast.
但唔好到一个地步去灰心。
Why? That's because our true joy in the future is guaranteed by the living God.
点解咧？我哋因为知道咧，我哋将来以后嘅最后嘅未来系有神有呢个嘅确据。
That's why you should enjoy. Enjoy God's creation. Enjoy the world, but not be engrossed by it.
所以今天嘅我哋可以对我哋所有嘅嘢去开心，但系唔好话我哋将佢全神贯注。我哋所有嘅生命嘅嘢就系我哋物质见到嘅嘢。
Now with that being said, let's go back to Ephesians 5. What does that mean for our attitude about marriage and the family?
所以同我哋睇我哋今天所讲嘅关于话呢个夫妇关系同神嘅关系。
Well, Paul says it means that both being married and not being married are good conditions to be in.
所以话保罗讲就话。就算我哋系有结婚嘅或者单身嘅关系当中都系好嘅。
We should be neither overly elated about getting married nor overly disappointed if we're not.
所以唔好话我哋一结咗婚啦就好兴奋好开心，亦都唔好话虽然我哋单身嘅，但系好似觉得好痛苦咁样。
And that's because Paul and God through this Holy Word makes it absolutely clear, Jesus Christ.Is the only spouse that can truly fulfill you. The only one that can truly fulfill you.
因为保罗所讲里面的说话，他说是唯有基督才是一个真正的是我们终身的伴侣。
And God's family, the only family that will truly embrace you and satisfy your relational needs.
也都是在神里面当中的家庭才是一个真正能够去满足我们的家庭。
For those who are married, obviously Ephesians 5 means displaying and teaching biblical marriage in your home, right?
当我们是有结婚的人，我们要知道就是说，意思就是说，我们需要去表明了，或者去教导人家一个真正的圣经里面当中的夫妇关系怎样。
But Paul's just been saying about roles and love and submission, right? He's saying all of that so that you can honor God with your marriages and that the world would see that.
就话我哋作为夫妇，有一个夫妇嘅，我哋系结咗婚嘅人，我需要去学习点样去顺服，点样去爱对方，让大家嘅关系俾别人嘅未信嘅人睇到，就表明咗呢个嘅关系，让未信嘅人睇到系一个好嘅信息。
And if we fail to point that out in our own marriages, we're part of the problem. Why is the divorce rate 50%? We're part of the problem if we don't show the world.
但若然我哋唔能够去学习点样，唔能够去表明到我哋应该作为教会当中应该有嘅夫妇关系，会俾人睇到就系话基督教嘅婚姻系应该点样嘅咧？所以就话现今嘅世代，而家有差唔多50%嘅都系有离婚，系咪我哋做得唔好咧
？Now what does marriage tell us about our relationship with Jesus？
咁就话我点样学习点样同神耶稣基督有关系啦
？What do we learn from marriage that will tell us about relating to Jesus？
在个婚姻当中的关系怎样去让我们学习跟耶稣基督的关系呢
And at the same time, what do we learn about being married?
也就是说让我们学习究竟我们应该夫妇当中的关系应该怎样呢
As you see on slide 7, what do we learn from what the Bible teaches about marriage that teaches us about what it means to be a Christian?
所以就说我们作为基督徒的是什么意思我们应该怎样去学习应该有一个正确的在基督里面当中夫妇关系
Well, first, there are two things. First, marriage teaches you about repentance and God's grace.
夫妇当中的婚姻的关系是让我们能够去教导我们懂得怎样去互相的去原谅、悔改，也都是让我们学习这个恩典。
And marriage teaches about those things in a way nothing else on this earth can do.
就是让我们学习就说当中这个无论是世界上任何的东西不能够去帮助我们去学习这个真正有的关系。
Because marriage brings two sinners together in close proximity for most of your adult life.
这个结婚是什么意思就是将两个一个成人 将佢哋摆埋一齐去结婚。
And you constantly step on each other. You constantly, there's friction. There's friction when two sinners are together in close proximity and are to weave together. There's friction.
就话两个呢个嘅罪人系摆埋一齐，系不断嘅系互相嘅，可能系得罪对方或者对对方唔好。
And so marriage teaches you firsthand what it is to repent, what it is to rely on God's grace.
所以一个真正嘅一个嘅基督徒嘅婚礼就系话一个夫妇关系，就让大家去互相嘅学习两个罪人点样互相嘅去彼此嘅认罪。
That's the basis of your relationship with Jesus Christ, repentance and faith.
这个其实就是说我们人和神的关系一样，我们怎么样去学习，怎么样去悔改。
Your relationship with Jesus is not based on your works. It's not based on your good deeds, nor your performance. And your marriage relationship can't be based on your works either.
我们跟神的关系，我们不是说基于我们所做的什么好，而有一个关系，一样的，两个人的夫妇关系，不是说对方哪一个做得好的事做得多。
You get to practice daily repentance and reliance on God's grace in marriage.
所以在个夫妇的关系当中，我们需要每日的 去学习怎样去悔改。
It forces you to do that for survival reasons.
就是我们需要学习怎样去悔改。
Because marriage is intimate. You're weaving together. You're becoming one.
因为两人成为一体，我哋两个罪人喺埋一齐，系需要互相嘅去悔改。
Secondly, as you see on slide 8, marriage teaches about the relationship of intimacy to fruitfulness。
亦都第二点就话，呢个夫妇当中嘅关系系两个有个亲密嘅关系，俾到有一个嘅好嘅结果。
Again, we think we know all about repentance and belief。
我哋话觉得我哋自己好熟悉咩叫做。相信或者咩叫做悔改。
But if you're single, just ask any married couple. They will tell you, I didn't know a whole lot prior to being married about repentance and grace.
但其实作为单身嘅，你可以问一啲结咗婚嘅人，或者话结咗婚嘅人会同你讲，其实话喺我结婚之前，其实我唔好学习，好识点样去互相嘅去悔改。
And society doesn't really help us, right? The society, generally speaking, people today, you know what they say?Don't forgive. Don't forgive. It'll crush you.
但系就话呢个世界教导我哋就话嘅，我哋点样去互相去对待对方？呢个世界教导我哋就话唔好系咁容易嘅去宽恕别人。
You know what the world's wisdom is? They say, you know, if you forgive someone, you'll be crushed. You'll be destroyed.
因为就话若然我哋好容易嘅去宽恕别人嘅时候，就好容易俾人哋践踏。
You can't forgive, says the world.
呢个世界话俾我哋知，我哋唔好去宽恕别人。
The attitude to forgive means you put yourself in a place of weakness to be absolutely destroyed.
因为话我哋若然系容易去宽恕别人嘅时候，即系话将我哋自己摆喺一个低嘅地方，系俾人哋去践踏。
And when you get married, boy, you know the truth is opposite that.
但系若然你结咗婚嘅人，你会知道就话，如果连你咁样做嘅时候咧，系完全唔系一个真正结婚嘅关系。
Because if you don't forgive in a marriage relationship,put the past behind you, be ready to start over again and again, you will be crushed.
因为呢，你若然我婚姻当中其实没有学习怎样去互相的宽恕的时候， 就反而会是很影响婚姻的关系。
It's exactly the opposite of what the world says.
所以完全是跟这个世界所教导的是完全不同。
You know that. Just turn on the news.
我们很都好，大家都很明白的，我们可以看个新闻。
People say, hey, you achieve or you don't. You fail, you blow it. Don't ask about forgiveness. You blew it.
就说你有失败的，你就 去发泄咯。
We don't wipe out the past, society says.
这个世界告诉我们，不好就说忘记过去。
If you sin, you're out, right? If you have a criminal record, it stays with you.
就说这个世界告诉我们，说你做错的，你就出局。这个世界告诉你，你做错，譬如说你犯了罪的，你有这个留案底。
And the world says you pay the price throughout the rest of your life.
就说你留了这个案底之后呢，你这一世都要赔偿。
That's the world's way, don't forgive.
所以这个世界就教导我们就说，不要那么容易的去宽恕别人。
The world says, don't wipe out the past, don't forget.
神话俾我知就话唔好去只系容易嘅去忘记过去。
Now, opposite in marriage, you'll be crushed if you don't forgive.
若然，但系我真系睇话呢个基督教嘅婚姻就唔系咁睇，如果咁样就炒大镬。
Because what you see in marriage.Your eyes are open. What you see for the first time is you can't be saved by your works. You can't.
因为若当中应该有个夫妇关系话俾我哋知，就话我哋两个人唔系一齐嘅时候，唔系话我哋因为边一个做得好。
You can't be saved by your performance.
唔系话边一个做得好、做得啱，就系去维持呢个嘅夫妇关系。
You have to be saved by God's sheer grace by constant forgiveness.
两个人嘅当中夫妇关系系靠住耶稣嘅神嘅基督嘅恩典。
You must practice repentance and faith sincerely.
夫妇当中系每天嘅需要学习去点样系靠着呢个恩典同埋悔改。
In fact, you could say a good marriage. You know what a good marriage is? It's a picture, a drama of the gospel.
其实当中，夫妇关系其实就系一个好靓嘅同神当中应该有嘅关系。
A good marriage goes through the gospel cycle again and again and again.
其实一个夫妇关系就好似一个福音嘅关系一样当中。
And those of you married, you know that because the gospel cycle happens actually several times a day in very small ways.
其实一个福音嘅关系就系就好似我哋生命当中嘅关系一样。
And then when the heat's turned up for couples, you know, a couple times a month in a larger way.
譬如话喺个世界当中每几日嘅炒小镬。每个月咧就炒大镬
，and actually occurs a couple of times in a lifetime and in a very, very, very large way.
一年当中啊，整大镬。
As you see on slide nine, the drama basically is you have peace and you have harmony until someone decides to live for their own glory.
所以当中嘅纠纷，你需要去最后嘅得到和平，点先之有咧？就话需要嘅学习，要决定，要系活着喺呢个神嘅恩典当中。
That's when things go south, right?
除非你想去破坏呢个关系。
Somebody decides to put his or her own glory, his or her own happiness first.
点样去破坏呢个关系咧？就话其中一个就觉得我应该有咁嘅喜乐。
And that person sins and decides to go his or her own way because the Lord says to love your neighbor as yourself.
圣经教导我哋话，我点样应该有嘅就话，我哋应该系互相嘅去爱对方。但系咧，呢个破坏呢个关系当中嘅时候咧，你会去选择系有自己嘅喜乐先。
And she or he decides to live for his or her own glory, and the result is estrangement and alienation.
所以若然你系想得到你自己嘅快乐嘅时候，就会破坏咗当中呢个关系，而最后结果就乜嘢啊？就一个疏远，而最后嘅就系一个分开。
And the reason that's so is we're made for God's glory. We're not made to put ourselves first. We're made to put God first, others first.
但系作为基督徒嘅，我哋要学习就系话，我哋需要去将神去摆先，唔系将我哋自己摆第一位。
God says to treat others as you treat yourself, right?
就系圣经教导咁样。
Putting yourself ahead of others doesn't glorify God; it glorifies you.
圣经教导我哋就话，若然我哋将自己摆第一位嘅时候，唔系咁样咁嘅方法，唔系去荣耀神。
You see how that dynamics worked out? Here's peace and harmony, right? Couple, you know, getting along, and then someone sins against them.
咁我哋人嘅关系就咁样啦。开头好似好好，但系跟住咧就互相嘅去践踏啦。
Selfishness is sin, right?So there's estrangement, alienation, hostility happening.
因为人的自私的关系就开始有犯罪。
Then someone reaches out, it is redemption, right?
但是跟着就有一个有个关系当中有一个解决，就是有一个拯救。
There's reconciliation, there's peace, and there's harmony.
当大家去讲到和平的时候，就最后将这个关系能够去恢复。
That's what you could call the gospel cycle. In every good marriage, that sort of thing happens constantly.
即系其实呢个夫妇当中嘅关系同神嘅关系，其实好似好相似，一个不断嘅去重复。
Let me spell that out a little further for you.
让我去更加去解释。
You know, in the Bible, we're told redemption happens because two things are happening.
圣经话俾我哋知话呢个嘅得救，系有两样事会发生。
First, on God's side, the scriptures make clear it's about electing love.
圣经里面讲就话神的方面咧，就系话佢系拣选嘅爱。
And that means God, who's been has every right to be angry with us because we've offended Him, is the one whose glory has been challenged. We have challenged God's glory because we're saying not you, God, but me.
入边当中嘅神嘅嗰边咧，就话咧，神咧会将系去将所有嘅错误纠正，因为神咧系被呢个嘅系侵犯。
God's the one who's been trampled upon, right?
啊，神系俾我哋人去捉弄。
But God puts away His wrath through the death of His innocent Son in our place.
但系虽然我哋系犯罪，但系神去将呢个嘅愤怒去攞开。
Our sins are covered by Jesus' blood and righteousness.
就系神呢个愤怒，但系咧，只有耶稣基督去遮盖呢个我哋所犯嘅罪。
And God reaches out to His people in love.
而神佢自己去亲身嘅去嚟到人嘅当中去爱人。
He says, despite who you are, despite your sins, I want you.
即系无论你系边一个，你无论你系做错乜嘢，神系拣选你去爱你。
I know what you've done, but I put it behind me. My Son has appeased my just wrath, my justice.
就话我知道你神话就话我知道你做错乜嘢，但我将你所以前做错嘢摆喺背后。我将我的儿子独生子耶稣基督来这世界上去拯救你。
Now open your heart to me because I've shown you my love.
就说请你打开你的心，让我的爱临到你的当中。
That's an illustration of God's electing love.
这个就是神所讲的神的当中的拣选的爱。
Now our part is repentance, the human part, right?
而我们作为人的另一方面要做什么呢？我们就需要去求这个原谅。
The offended God elects in love. We, the offender, repent.
我作为一个去犯罪嘅人，我系需要去悔改。
But both of those things have to happen, right? In reconciliation, they have to happen.
啊，呢个嘅恢复嘅关系需要一齐嘅发生。啊，神嘅拣选嘅爱同埋我哋咧，需要咧去悔改。
We know biblically they happen in this order. God is the one who comes after us, and we repent, right?
就是说神去拣选我们去爱我们我们人去悔改。
In marriage, the fact that it can happen in either way, but they both have to be present. Electing love and repentance have to happen.
而夫妇关系当中也一样，夫妇当中都是需要的去互相的去悔改，互相的去怎么拣选去爱对方。
What happens if your spouse has wronged you?
例如我们作为夫妇当中说你的妻子或者你的丈夫对你不好了。
If you're the offended one, what can you do?
啊，佢得罪你，你会点做咧？
Well, you can say, I'm going to put away my wrath. I'm going to lay it aside. I'm going to deal with the sin, right? I'm going to cover it.
啊，你可能有个方法去做，就话我可能会话将我所做嘅嘢去摆低，去认做错。
I'll pay down the debt. I open myself to you.
就话我做错嘅嘢，我愿意去摆低。让我打开我的心，来到你的当中。
Right, those are words that melt your heart. Right, I want you despite your ugliness.
这就是作为一个好的关系当中是这样做。
So how do you do that?
但我怎样才能够去做到呢？
Well, generally speaking, of course, you're not very verbal. In fact, if you sit down and you say, "I'm the offended one, and I lay aside my wrath, I put away the sin, and I'm open to you. I'm coming back anytime." That means you got to grovel. You got to grovel and come back and beg me.
但亦都可能有啲人咧就觉得，我做错乜嘢啦 ？OK， 我而家息怒，我而家唔同你嘈嘅时候，但系之后咧有一日咧，我会将呢件事攞翻出嚟讲。
And obviously that's not electing love, right?
啊，呢一个唔系一个真正应该有拣选嘅爱。
Because you're basically punishing the person. You know, you say you got to grovel. You want to make it right? You grovel. You grovel.You crawl back to me.
啊，依个就唔系一个真正应该点样去和谐嘅生命，因为咧，你话你而家唔去讲，但系之后咧会秋后算账咁样。
So what does it mean to have truly electing love for someone and to choose to do that?
所以一个真正应该点样去拣选嘅爱，应该点样去做咧
？Well, it might go like this. You know, I know you're under a lot of pressure.
就会可能讲就话，我知道你系可能当中。有好大嘅压力
，and you decide not to condemn, though you've been reviled.
啊，你去就是即使你系当中系被闹嘅时候，但系都唔好去互相嘅谴责。
And as soon as you choose not to pay back and you pay down a debt, when you choose to do that, things start to heal.
例如你去选择当中，虽然夫妇当中有一个拗撬嘅时候，你选择唔好去闹翻对方，去捉弄翻对方嘅时候，这个就系一个开始。
Because then it's a glimmer of light, a glimmer of hope that reconciliation can happen.
这个就是夫妇当中能够是这样的去开始一个联合一个真正友好的关系。
You're giving an opening. You're saying to the other person who you're estranged with, I'm not going to pay back. I really want you. I'm not going to pay back.
就算当中虽然有个拗撬当中，你去选择就话我唔会系去秋后算账，我唔会系去让呢个嘅事件我哋去闹交。
Of course, that takes God's grace to do that, right?
当然啦，若然你咁去选择去做嘅时候，你需要内心入边充满着呢个嘅恩神嘅俾你嘅恩典。
Because you've just been slammed, but you don't slam back.
你可能系俾人哋去闹，但你唔会去闹翻人哋。
And that starts to melt and convict the offender's heart.
若然你咁样做嘅时候，对方就能够去感受到佢当中入边当中嘅宽恕嘅爱。
And it convicts the offender of sin. And the offender says, it's no excuse for what I just did.
而对方可能会跟着会感觉到就说我所做的事我没有借口。
And you're living out the gospel in the home.
这个就是我们作为人作为夫妇当中的关系就应该有好像福音的关系这样。
Where both of those things that we've just discussed, loving election and repentance are happening.
就话虽然喺拗撬嘅当中，人人拗撬当中，但系对方嘅互相嘅去选择去爱对方，互相嘅选择去宽恕，咁先有一个真正嘅和谐嘅生命。
So if you want to really understand repentance biblically, you got to look at the marriage relationship.
所以话我哋需要话，例如我懂得点样真正有同神当中嘅关系，点样学习呢个宽恕，我哋需要学习好似关系喺个嘅婚姻当中嘅关系一样。
And that's because repentance must be practiced for existence.
就话我哋需要学习点样嘅互相嘅去宽恕原谅。
There are many illustrations and examples of repentance in the Bible. One very famous one is the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
呢个喺圣经入边当中，我哋都睇到好多关于话呢个互相嘅去宽恕原谅嘅故事。特别嘅，我睇到就话呢个喺个路加福音第十五章嘅浪子嘅故事。
And there the prodigal son, of course, he's gone off in his waywardness and his selfish ways, and he comes back, comes to his senses, right? I'm not going to make any excuses anymore. He comes back, right?
这个浪子的故事就是说他从前的在一个很好的关系的家庭当中，他自己选择的去出去，离开了家庭。
The prodigal comes back to the father. He says, Father, I've sinned against you and in heaven's sight. I make no excuses.
就为这个浪子他回来了，跟他爸爸回来了，就跟他爸爸说，我以前得罪于你，现在我回来。
Not only that, I don't make any demands upon you, right? If you want to take it back, you can. If you don't want to take it back, you can.
这个浪子回来了，跟他爸爸说，我以前得罪于你，我现在回来了，我没有什么要求，你想去收留我了，你收留我了。若然你不愿意的，都没问题。
If you want to take me back only partially as a hired servant, you can.
就说你不想去接纳我成为你的儿子的，都没所谓，你可以接纳我成为一个仆人的都得。
I deserve what I get, says the prodigal son.
就说在当中这个浪子的故事就说，浪子说，我是得到我应该有的赔偿。
I'll do anything to make it right. I'll take whatever you give me.
就说我愿意去拿你任何你给我什么，我就去拿了。
That's repentance.
这个就是真正的悔改。
Notice it's not penitence, right?
这个不是一个，这个什么叫悔改呢？
When you're trying to sort of pay for your sins by groveling deep enough, beating yourself up, flagellating yourself in some way.
这个悔改就不是说很苦求，跪在那里这样。
You know, a lot of people, they mistake it. You know what they say in a mistaken way? They say, I'm sorry, but they're explaining. They're not really sorry. They're explaining.
但有些人，譬如说听过的都说，有些人去做错事了，跟着说我对不住，我做错了。 但是呢，因为这样。
Explaining is excuse making.
就说去解释为什么去做错。
It's like the prodigal saying, Father, you know, I was rebelling, but you know, I'm only 18. You know, I'm only a teenager.
譬如说我看回浪子故事，若然这个18岁的，好像这个浪子故事，他说，哦，阿爸，我走了那时候，为什么我走？因为我18岁嘛，那时
候。You know, what do you expect? You know, I'm a kid, right? Yeah, that's why I'm in a pig pen, right?
Yeah,
you know, I read books about being a kid and being a teen.
我那时候年轻，可能我不懂，所以我走了嘛。
And then those books, they say, all kids need to separate to come to maturity. You know, that's the wisdom of the world, right?
就说那些书那时候是这么教我的，那我那时候就走了。
And so I'd like my place back, maybe not in the room that I had, but, you know, maybe in the den. You could put me in the den.
我现在大个了，可能成熟了，所以我现在回来了。你喜欢给我房间也行，不喜欢给我睡房也行。
That's not what the prodigal son does. That's explaining. That's not repentance.
这个不是浪子的故事这样。 浪子若然他是这样讲的时候，他只是做一个借口，他为什么那时这样做。
And you see on slide 10, in repentance, what you say is, no excuse, no defense, I will take whatever you give me.
但是真正的一个悔改意思就是说，他不会给个借口，他不会说去怎样去解释，就说你若然你肯给我什么，我就去接受了。
And that's what reinstitutes the relationship.
有这个方法才是一个真正的怎样将它弥补一个真正破碎的关系。
That must be practiced. It's something you learn. It doesn't just, for us sinners, it doesn't just happen. You have to learn it.
怎么去维系这个破碎的关系，不是会自然而然自己发生。我们作为人的，我们需要学习，需要去练习怎么去悔改。
And it's so uphill, right? Because the world tells us otherwise. The world says, forget about forgiveness.
因为这个世界告诉我们，就说不要那么容易去悔改。
But in marriage, I think that's one of the reasons why God instituted the marriage. It teaches us about it. Repentance and grace. Repentance and grace.
这个世界告诉我们，不要那么容易去宽恕、原谅、悔改。但是神就是知道这件事，神就是用这个夫妇关系、这个婚姻关系，去教导我们，我们人需要互相的去悔改，互相的靠着恩典而生活。
Did you know, when you're depressed, the best thing you can do for yourself, for your good, is to repent.
你知不知道你当你人心里面觉得是很低潮的时候，最好做的做什么呢？那时候最好做的就是去求悔改。
When you're bitter, when you know you can't get over the hurt that person did to you, that bad thing, the best thing you could do is repent.
但当你人心里面很苦毒的时候，很伤心的时候。 你就会其实最好的方法就是你去求宽恕，你最好的就是去求原谅。
Even when you're being accused falsely and are persecuted for that, the best thing you could do is find something to repent of, your lack of forgiveness.
虽然可能有时你是错误的被去嬲怒的时候，最好做的事情是做什么？就是去求原谅，去宽恕。
Of course, you have to be gentle. Someone who's depressed, someone who's bitter, someone who's falsely accused, they're hurt. You have to be gentle, of course.
是，当时你是很伤心，你很苦痛的时候，但我们需要的是学习。
Making one feel guilty will make them feel worse.
例如我们是跟人去倾谈的时候，你跟他讲到他愈加伤心的是更加惨。
But if you have any kind of spiritual maturity, any kind of understanding of the gospel, you will know the best thing you can do for you can do when you're depressed, when you're bitter, when you're persecuted is to repent.
就话若然你系基督徒嘅时候，你会知道就话，当你系去失望痛苦嘅时候，最好做嘅嘢嘅时候就系去求原谅、去宽恕、去认罪。
Find something to repent of. You're a sinner.
我作为人，我哋系一个罪人，我需要学习点样去求饶恕。
Sinners get depressed, right?
我作为罪人嘅系会有苦痛。
Often we want control. We're not getting control, and we get depressed.
我又得唔到我所有嘅嘢，我哋去灰心。
And here you're depressed, And you say, what's all this happening? Why, God? Why is it happening to me? Why?
我们去灰心，我们去伤痛的时候就会是埋怨，就说神啊，为什么会发生？为什么我得不到呢？
Well, repent of your wanting to be God and control things, right? Repent of that.
我们需要去求悔改，我求悔改就是说，我们求神去原谅我们，为什么我们好像 要好像要求神一样，我们要得到我所有的东
西。Don't misunderstand.I didn't say, well, maybe the reason I lost my job or maybe the reason I'm sick is because I'm a bad person. That's not what I mean about repentance.
我得不到我的东西，我得不到好的东西，是因为我做得不好。这个不是我所讲的说话。
What the Bible does mean about repentance is this. Why don't I trust God more? Why don't I trust God more for what's happening to me?
就是说，当我们在失落的时候，我们需要的去认罪，就是说我认罪，我系自己。点解我哋冇更加去相信神
？Why have I stopped praying？
点解我停止去祈祷咧
？Just because I'm not getting answers that I want？
系咪因为我得唔到我要嘅结果咧
？Let's start to repent of that. God says you ought to pray to Him.
我就要系咁样嘅，去需要开始去认罪。
Repent of your wanting to control your life.
我哋要认罪，我哋认罪就话去悔改。我们不是说要去改，要去能够去控制我们的生命。
Because God is God, you're not God.
神就是神，我们不是神。
And you begin to realize what's making you depressed is not your circumstances, but your responses to your circumstances.
我们要认清楚就是说，我们去人的灰心，去不开心，不是因为当中 的结果，而是我们因为我们怎样去回应那个结果而伤心。
And human beings have control.Over your response, right?
我们就说我们去这样就而伤心。
And when you start to truly repent and believe, you wake up.
既然你懂得的真是去悔改的时候，你会真是去扎醒。
Of course, it doesn't get rid of the bad circumstances, but it makes you understand and puts you back into control, right?
当我们去悔改的时候，求神去原谅的时候，我哋唔系话你一悔改，将这个情况会有扭转，但你懂得嘅点样去面对。
Obviously, the way you know you're a forgiven sinner is you can't forgive. If you can't forgive, you don't understand that you're forgiven.
所以话，若然你唔懂得去懂得点样原谅别人嘅时候，你唔懂得点样原谅。
You've forgotten something. You've forgotten you are a forgiven sinner.
为什么我们不能够原谅别人？因为我们不记得自己都是一个罪人。
If you're holding a grudge, if you're very bitter, it's because you've forgotten about all the other areas that you've been a sinner. You've been sinned, but also you have sinned against others too.
我们不能够原谅别人，不能够原谅人家做错什么？为什么？因为我们不记得我们自己都是一个罪人，我们自己都会做同一样的事去得罪别人。
Do you want to get back control of your life? Repent. Repent.
所以我怎样能够才能够真正的 去管理我们应该有的生命呢？就是我们要需要学习懂得怎样去求宽恕原谅。
Maybe somebody here is thinking, well, won't that just make me more upset? Make me more, feel more terrible?
有些人会问就说，哦，我求宽恕原谅，是不是会令到我更加去灰心，更加伤痛呢？
That's why you got to preach the gospel to yourself.
所以就话我需要去懂得去睇圣经。
Because the gospel is if Jesus has died for you,
所以就
话 you received him as your savior, you're completely accepted by God.
所以你需要去学习，你需要去明白圣经所讲嘅说话。圣经话俾我哋知就话耶稣基督为到你而去死，佢接受于你，佢接受你，佢系你嘅救主，你系被接受。
And he's never going to cast you aside, cast you away.
就说你已经被耶稣基督去接受，你不耶稣基督不会再撇弃你。
His love is sure for you.
他的爱是肯定的，是给到你。
And he's proven that in the giving of his son for you.
个确据就是说耶稣基督将他自己独生子耶稣基督去给到你。
You know the way you can tell the difference between someone who understands the gospel, a Christian, and a self-righteous religious person?You know what the difference is?
你知道怎样去分别到一个真正的人是真的明白这个福音呢？
When a Christian sees by faith his sin, repents, he or she feels closer to the living God.
一个真正是 认识神的时候，若然他真的去灰心，若然他真的去悔改的时候，他会更加的去亲近神，更加去认识神。
In contrast, when a pharisaical religious type sees his or her sin and begins to repent, feels further away from God.
若然好像是法利赛人这样的，他是以自我为中心的一个这样的信心的时候，他真的去悔改了，但是他悔改完之后呢，他更加离开神。
That's because the self-righteous Pharisee has based his acceptance of God on his works.
因为法利赛人或者是自我为中心的基督徒那些人呢，他会是靠着自己的工作，靠着他自己的行为而去得救。
And so when he finally sees he's a sinner, he feels like, how could God possibly accept me? It's impossible.
他会觉得说，我所做的事，神会怎么能够去接受我呢？
And that reveals the fact that he doesn't truly understand grace and the gospel.
所以那些所谓基督徒呢，他们呢，有一个错误的观念。
But a Christian is somebody who every time he repents is showered with God's grace. And they truly understand it's really all about God's grace. How can I not forgive? It's all about grace.
但是一个真正的基督徒是明白神的恩典的时候，你会知道就说，你所有的恩典是从神而来，不是因为你做的什么。
And the best thing that can happen to you then is to practice repentance and faith.
所以说最好的方法就是我们需要去学习去求有一个互相的宽恕和原谅。
I hope you see that's essential in marriage. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
所以希望你作为结咗婚嘅人，呢样嘢懂得去点样互相嘅宽恕，系咧你婚姻当中一个好重要嘅要门。
Because marriage will teach you firsthand the cycle of the gospel.
就话因为夫妇当中嘅关系，去让我哋学习点样去作为基督徒。
Because Paul makes it emphatically clear, marriage tells us about our relationship with Christ and His church.
因为保罗讲得好清楚，就话佢当中夫妇嘅关系系表明咗其实你同神嘅关系。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主耶稣基督，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
We pray, Lord, that you'd help us to understand some of the truths that are contained here in Ephesians chapter 5.
愿你求我哋去明白你今天所俾我哋嘅说话喺个以弗所书第五章。
We pray, Lord, that you would help us in our marriages so that we could show the world that you live in us and you live in our marriages.
让我们去学习，让我们去给人看，就说你是活着，可能是生命当中给人看到，就说你是活着我们在我们的婚姻当中的关系。
World, Father, the world needs to see that.
这个世界是需要去见到。
Because society is crumbling. Marriage institutions in trouble.
因为这个世界就 是堕落，就说需要去见到你的恩典。
So help us to be light in a dark place.
主要求你成为，让我们成为这个台上面的光。
Heal our relationships.
让我们去有这个应该有的关系。
May we truly understand the gospel.
让我们真正的去明白这个福音。
We pray that for Jesus' sake. Amen.
那么祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿们。
Let's respond to the message by saying the church is one foundation.
让我们一起去唱。